听到的信息是基督里的真自由。
感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们来一起思想神的话语。
Thank the Lord on the morning of the Lord's day. Let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音八章三十一到三十六节。在我们读经文之前，还是请大家起立。
Let's stand up to read the Book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 36.
好，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》八章三十一节起。耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”他们回答说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。”从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子叫你自由，你们就真自由了。”感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Thanks the Lord, let's pray.
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
感谢圣灵光照带领我们，让我们从圣经中来认识主耶稣基督。
Thankful the Holy Spirit to light on us so that we can know Jesus Christ from the Word of God.
神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is the lamp to my feet and the light for my path.
神的话语也是我们信心的根基。
Your word is the foundation of our faith.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们上一次这个主日信息当中呢，我们看到主耶稣说怎样才可以得到真正的自由。
In our last sermon, we learned that how we can get the true freedom from what Jesus said.
那么主耶稣说，要成为主的真正的门徒，才能晓得真理，然后呢，才能得到自由。
The Lord Jesus said that you should.Be the true disciple of Jesus, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free.
那我们怎样才能成为主真正的门徒呢？
But how can we become the true disciples of Lord Jesus?
耶稣说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。
Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.
所以常常遵守主的道。
So, always abiding in the Lord's word.
常常遵循主耶稣的心意去行事。
By keeping the will of the Lord always.
那么这事实上就是从人看好像失去了自由，为什么总要听耶稣的呢？
In man's eyes, it seems that we have lost the freedom. Why do I always have to listen to what Jesus said?
我为什么就不能按我自己的心意行事呢？
Why cannot do things according to my own will?
但是耶稣说，如果我们常常这样的话呢，我们才能够得到真正的自由。
But Jesus said, if you always do this, and you will have the true freedom.
我有的时候我会在 YouTube 上看一些这个一些人减肥成功的一些视频。
Sometimes I watch the videos about people losing weight successfully.
大家也不要问为什么喜欢看这些视频呢？
Don't ask me why I like such videos.
但是有一次我记得我看到有一个本来胖胖的人，后来他就坚持好几个月这个训练啊，控制饮食啊，后来他减肥成功了。
And once I watched a video about overweight man, and after several months of exercise and diet control, and he succeeded in losing his weight.
然后最后呢，就是这个 YouTuber 呢，他就送给所有看视频的人一句话。
And finally, at is his video, and he said to everyone.
然后他说，这句话就是说呢，去做那些让你开心的事。
He said, "Do things that make you happy."
然后我一看这条，哎呀，我说你看，这又是人本主义啊，以人为中心的这个思想。
And when I saw that, I think that.See, that is another example of self-centered.
现在的人呐、啊，天天就是追求开心。
People today, they just seek happiness every day.
啊，就是随心所欲。
They just want to do everything they want.
你看，就是到处都是这样的思想，哎，做让你开心的事。
So everywhere you can see such thoughts and such things, do things that make you happy.
但是我看了这个后来一想。在他这几个月的这个减肥过程当中，在他那个拼命的训练的时候，我看他那个样子好像也不开心呢。
Later, when I thought about that, I think that during his several months of hard exercise, and he didn't seem to be happy at all.
然后，因为他刚开始要进行一些肌肉训练呐、啊，这样训练，你看他那个脸部表情。啊，我现在怎么模仿你也看不到，因为戴口罩。但是一定是很面目狰狞的样子，就是啊，好痛苦那个样子。
So at first, when he was beginning some the muscle exercises, and then from his facial expression, I cannot imitate because I had my mask on. But you can imagine that his facial expression must not be seem happy.
这是开心的表情吗
？Is that a happy expression?
这是痛苦的表情，好不好
？It must be a painful expression.
然后他又就是严格控制他的一些饮食啦，就是他以前吃很多东西，现在不吃了，然后现在就吃那几样东西。
And he rigidly controlled his diet, and he just gave up a lot of food.
看上去好像失去了很多享受啊。
It seems that it had kept him from enjoying some food.
难道这就是开心吗
？Is that the true happiness?
哎，但是这个 YouTuber 他说他每天做的事情就是让他开心的事，就是你去做让你开心的事。他说我每天都在做让我开心的事。
But this YouTuber said that the things he has been doing, was the happiest thing he could do.
后来我就觉得，哦，就像我们基督徒每天操练敬虔，每天要操练。去顺服神，就像人家操练肌肉一样，圣经让我们每天要操练敬虔。
And later I realized that it's just like all Christians, we practice godliness and we practice obedience to God every day. It's just like those people exercise their muscles.
就像这个减肥成功的人，他每天去做这些事情，你觉得哎呀，好像很痛苦的样子，但他内心觉得很开心呢、啊。我在做我很开心的事情呢、啊。
Just like this YouTuber who succeeded in losing his weight, and like, it seems that he was doing something painful, but actually he thought he is doing the happiest thing he could ever do.
这基督徒也是一样，我们每天我们操练敬虔，我们操练舍己，我就不要按自己的意思，我就按神的意思，每天操练这些，在人看来好像。哎呀，失去了好多，所谓的自由，所谓的享受。但是我们的内心，其实我们很喜乐，这就是我们愿意做的事情。
Just like as Christians, we practice godliness every day. We practice denying ourselves and listening to God's will. And it seems to others that it's a painful thing, but for us Christians, it's the happiest thing we could do, ever do.
为什么每天都觉得很开心呢？在人看来好像很不开心的事情，但是我们自己觉得很开心。
Why do we feel happy every day? It seems to others, to the world, that it's not a happy thing, but we feel happy every day.
因为我们知道有美好的结果。
Because we know that it will bring us to a great outcome.
就像那个减肥成功的人，他知道他有一个美好的结果，只要他每天这样坚持下，你一定会有一个美好的结果。
Just like the YouTuber who succeeded in losing his weight, and he could insist and he could persist on doing those things because he know that it will be a great outcome.
基督徒也是这样，我们知道这样我们就会有一个美好的结果，那个美好的结果就是真正的自由。
Christians are like this. We know that by doing this, we will have a great outcome. That is the true freedom.
然后呢，刚开始当他操练的时候，他说：“哎呀，我只要坚持，我只要坚持，我一定会成功的，我一定会成功的。”
And at first, when he started, he would say that I will keep on going, keep on going, and I will succeed.
但是慢慢的，他就爱上了，每天一定要去健身房，他就爱上了。
And gradually he loved this thing, and he will go to gyms every day.
他如果哪一天不去健身房，他就很难受，浑身不舒服，他一定要去。
And he feel uncomfortable if he does not go to the gym.
啊，我知道在座好多的弟兄也是哈，常常要去健身房的。
Maybe some of our brothers here will all often go to gyms.
啊，我知道有一些就是有这种健身这种习惯的人，他们说我们最好的。我最好的朋友在哪里？
And when people have I know someone who had a habit of exercising, and they would say that where's my best friend?
他说我每天都要去见我最好的哥们儿，最好的这个兄弟。
They would say that every day I will go to meet my best friend.
那我最好，他说我最好的兄弟就是那种 iron body， 就是那种健身房里那些铁块儿，我每天都要去。
My best buddies are those iron buddies.
就是说，所以他刚开始他说，哎呀，我要健身啊，我要怎么样怎么样。哎，后来他爱上，哎，我就很喜欢，哇，这是我最喜欢的地方，这是我最好的朋友。
And at first he would say I was started keeping fit, but later he began become fall in love with those things, and he said that's my best buddies.
所以。其实我们基督徒每天我们操练顺服，我们操练舍己，我们操练我就不要按自己的意思，我就要想想耶稣的意思是什么，然后我按照耶稣的意思去行。当我们刚开始这样做的时候，我们知道啊，这有一个美好的结果。
And like our Christians, we practice obedience, we practice denying our own thoughts and our own will, and follow the will of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that this will bring out a good, great outcome.
但是当你真正的开始这样操练，这样属灵的操练，操练进去，你会发现，哎呀，我真的爱做这件事情。
And when you begin practicing this,this every day, and you will find that you will fall in love with it.
我做到了，我以前认为我做不到的，我居然做到了。
And you could make it. You thought that you couldn't make it, but finally you made it.
我以前认为，哎呀，我永远不可能控制住我的脾气，我就是这个样子。
And before that, you thought you never can control your temper, but I'm just like that.
但是你每天说，我就要按照圣经的话，我就要按照耶稣的教导去生活。你开始这样真正的努力去操练的时候
，But every day if you begin to practice according to the Bible, and when you begin to do this practice,
然后你会发现，哎，我不知不觉当中，我发现，哎，我能够控制自己的脾气了。
Gradually you will.Gradually, you find that you are no longer selfish.
然后你会慢慢发现，哎，我居然谦卑了耶。
Gradually, you will find that you can be humble.
哇，你就高兴，你就喜乐啊！我说，这样每天这种属灵操练太好了。
And you will be happy, and you will be joyful, and think that this kind of practice is really good.
让我看到了一个以前不一样的我。
And you find a different me.
所以呢？就是我们怎样才能得到真正的自由呢
？So how can we get the true freedom？
我们从顺服开始。
Start from obedience。
然后从每一天常常守主的道，遵行主的道开始。
By obeying the word of the Lord every day。
这在人看来，这可能是一个失去自由的过程。
For men, it might be a process that losing your freedom。
就像那个健身的那个人。每天要去健身，每天要节制饮食，然后人家哎呀，好多东西你都不能吃啊，哎呀，你每天 你把自己的时间你就投在这个上面，你没有办法去做其他的事情啊。
Just like the one who keeps feet and every day he has to spend a lot of time doing the exercise and he couldn't eat a lot of food and it seems that he has lost a lot of freedom.
但他自己呢，他非常的喜乐。第一，他知道这有一个美好的结果。
But for himself, he was very happy. First of all, he knew that there would be a very good outcome.
当他真正的越来越操练的时候，他发现我不是越来越失去自由，我越来越得到了自由。
And the more he practiced, then he found out that he didn't lose the freedom, and he get the freedom.
然后那个 YouTuber 他把他以前减肥前的一些照片啊，一些举动啊，跟他后来放在一起对比。
And that the YouTuber, he compared some of his pictures before he lost his feet and to his present pictures.
以前他做一点事情呢，就气喘吁吁啊，然后很多就是动不了啊。但后来他又很灵活，就是可以做很多他以前做不到的事。
And before he was will get very tired just doing some work, and but later he was very free.He can do a lot of things easily.
所以呢，我们不要对这个顺服，遵守主的道有一个误解。
So let's not have this misunderstanding about obedience and obeying the word of God.
上帝不是要捆绑我们，上帝是要释放我们。
God will not bind us. God will set us free.
但是释放一定是要按神的道才能得到真正的释放。
But setting us free is by the word of God.
那么自由不是放纵。
And freedom is not indulgence.
这个是非常的大的不同。
They are quite different.
就像那个减肥的那个减肥的人，以前他那个样子是放纵的结果。
And just like the YouTuber who lost his weight, and before he was the outcome of.His indulgence.
那后来那个样子是自由的结果。
And later, what he got was the outcome of the freedom.
所以今天我们很多时候把放纵跟自由弄混了。
Sometimes we misunderstood and we misuse the indulgence and the freedom.
放纵给人带来捆绑的。
Indulgence leads to bondage.
而自由真正让人得释放。
And the freedom really set us free.
好，我们刚才我们看到，其实遵行主的道是得到自由，而是喜乐的事情，是非常喜乐的事情，不是痛苦的事情。
So we saw obedience, obeying the word of God is not a painful thing; it's a happiest thing.
什么是真正的喜乐呢
？What is the true joy？
就是不会带来后悔的喜乐。
The true joy will not bring us regret.
我们今天很多很开心的事情，往往会给我们后来带来让我们很后悔。
A lot of things we feel happy about it will bring regret to us later.
事实上，这个世界所给我们带来的快乐，往往就是这个样子，后来会给我们带来很大的懊悔。我当年为什么这样选？我当年为什么要这样做
？Actually, the happiness that world gives us will usually lead us a lot of regrets. Why did I make that choice that?
但真正的喜乐是不会给我们带来后悔的。
But the true joy will not bring us regrets.
你会很庆幸，哎呀，我当年幸好这样选了，我当年幸好这样做了。你看我，这是真正的喜乐。
You feel fortunate that you made that choice and you did that thing.
那么，我们看到加拉太书的六章八到九节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 and 9.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
顺着圣灵撒种，必从圣灵收永生。
For he who sows to the spirit of the spirit will of the spirit reap everlasting life.
顺着情欲撒种，这个叫放纵。
So to the flesh will of the flesh is indulgence.
所以这是今天很多人所理解的自由，很多人就说我想干什么就干什么，这是顺着情欲撒种。
That's this that's the kind of freedom that most people thought about and doing whatever I want.
结果呢，就带来捆绑，收败坏。
The outcome is that it leads to corruption. It leads to bondage.
顺着圣灵撒种，就收永生，也收自由。
But he who sows through the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life and freedom.
然后第九节说，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就有收成。
Verse 9 said, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
很多人想减肥都没有成功。
A lot of people didn't succeed in losing their weight.
虽然他看很多这样的视频。
Although he watched a lot of videos about that.
为什么呢？没有坚持。
Why? Because he didn't keep on doing that.
但是当我们坚持遵守主的道。
But if we keep on doing and keep on obeying the word of God,
到时候就会有收成。
And there will be a great outcome.
那么遵守神的道是一件很喜乐的事情，因为给我们带来美好的结果，就是真正的自由。
Obeying the word of God is a very joyful thing because it will bring us a very good outcome that is the true freedom.
当然了，对于基督徒来说，我们遵守主的道更重要的原因是出于爱主的心。
But of course, to us Christians, we obey the word of God out of our love to the Lord.
我们并不是仅仅我遵守主的道，我会收获好的结果，不仅仅是出于这一个目的。
We do not obey the word of all just because that we will have a good outcome of by obeying the word of God.
我们遵守主的道最深的原因就是我们爱耶稣。
The major reason we obey the word of God is our love toward Jesus.
其实这也是耶稣对跟从他的人所讲的。耶稣来看你为什么要遵守他的道？耶稣看你是不是出于爱？
That's what Jesus saw those who obey his words. He will see that if you obey my words, I will see whether you love me or not.
Okay. 在约翰福音的十四章十五节。
In John chapter 14, verse 15.
我给大家读一下约翰福音的十四章十五节。
John 14, 15.
你们若爱我就必遵守我的道，这主耶稣说。
If you love me, keep my commandments, like what Jesus said.
所以耶稣看什么？耶稣说你遵守主的道，耶稣最重要的看你是不是爱，是不是爱耶稣。
So what Jesus cares is if youKeep his commandments, he cares about whether you love him or not.
那么耶稣说，如果你遵守主的道，是出于你爱耶稣，那才是真正的遵守。
Jesus said, if you keep my commands out of your love for me, that's the true love.
然后就是真正的在遵守主的道了。有人是被迫，被迫就不是真正的遵守。
That's the true obedience to his command.
所以我们今天基督徒，我们每天守主的道，遵行主的道，我们不仅仅是知道有一个美好的结果，我们最重要的原因还是我们爱耶稣。
So we Christians, we obey the Lord's command every day. It's not only because we want have a great outcome, it's because our love toward Jesus.
为什么爱耶稣？因为我们看见耶稣在十字架上为我舍己。
Why do we love Jesus? Because we saw what Jesus denied himself and sacrificed himself on the cross for me.
这就是使徒保罗所喊的那句话，他是爱我，他为我舍己。
That's what Paul said. He loved me and lost his life for me.
所以使徒保罗用他的一生来爱主耶稣。
So Paul has spent all his life to love Jesus.
所以说每一个基督徒，我们遵守主的道，我们爱耶稣。
So for every one of us Christians, we keep the Lord's command and we should love Jesus.
那么你出于爱做的任何的事情都会给你带来喜乐。
And anything you do out of love will bring you joy.
所以在人看来，哎呀，你妈妈在厨房里炒菜很辛苦。
and for men, for mom to cook in the kitchen, it's a hard work.
但是妈妈心里很开心呢。
But mom will feel happy about it.
哎，我的孩子可以吃到很好的食物，我的丈夫可以吃到很好的食物，哎，很开心呢。
Because my kids and my husband can enjoy this delicious food, I'm happy about it.
因为他做这个，他出于爱。
So he was cooking out of love.
当然了，每个妈妈爱的表达不一样，我只举个例子哈。
Of course, different moms have different ways of expressing their love. I'm just giving you an example.
那么，事实上，我们做很多很多的事情，在人看，哎呀，你为什么做这个事情，好像很难受、很苦的样子。但我们心里很开心，为什么呢？因为我们是有一个爱的对象，我们去做这些事。
In man's eyes, we do many things. It seems to be a painful thing, but we do it happily and joyfully because we do it out of our love.
所以。我们在这，就是我们遵守主的道，真正让我们喜乐的，第一个是结果，第二个呢，更重要的原因，就是因为我们是因为爱耶稣，我们遵守主的道，这给我们带来喜乐和自由，而不是捆绑。
So we keep the commands. The first, because it will bring us a great outcome. The second is out of our love, because it will bring us, freedom instead of bondage.
那么其实当我们思想啊，其实爱是一件最自由的事情。
So let's think about that. Love is the freest thing that we can ever do.
所以爱一定是出于自由的。
So love must come from freedom.
爱不能被收买。
Love cannot be bought.
爱不能被强迫。
Love cannot be forced.
所以上帝要求人爱上帝，所以人一定是自由的。
So God requires his people to love him. So man should love him freely.
哎，如果是被收买的爱，或者被强迫的爱，那都不是爱了，那个都没有价值的东西。
If the love is purchased or is forced, that's not called love.
好，我们来看，来思想耶稣，所说的这句话，就是我们今天，所看到的约翰福音八章三十六节。
Let's think about Jesus' word, chapter 8, verse 36.
耶稣说：“所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。”
Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
从这句话中，我们第一个可以看到，我们是可以得到自由。
So from this verse, we can see that we can be made free.
今天很多人认为我得不到自由。
A lot of people today think that they will never get the true freedom.
就圣经所说的那种真正的自由，使徒保罗说的那种真正不受捆绑的自由，随处随在，凡事都能做的那种自由。
So the true freedom in the Bible and the true freedom that Paul talks about, that you can, do whatever you want, that kind of freedom.
有人认为，那是不可能的，我永远得不到那样的自由。
Some people said that those kind of freedom is impossible. They will never get that kind of freedom.
但是耶稣说，天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由。所以第一个让我们知道的，人是可以得到自由的。
But Jesus said, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. First, we should know that we can be made free.
很多吸毒的人认为自己一辈子都戒不了的，不可能的。
A lot of drug addicts thought that they would never get off those drugs. It's impossible.
很多骄傲的人，他说我一辈子就是这样，我没有办法呀。
Some proud people thought that they would just like that. They have no way to...Not being proud.
还有一些就是一些撒谎的人，他说没有办法，他实在是做不到不撒谎。
A lot of liars think that they could not lie no more.
他这个在我的血液里面。
That's in my blood.
所以我曾经听到一个姊妹的见证啊，这个姊妹非常的真诚，的面对她自己。
And I ever heard a sister's testimony, and he was true to herself.
就是她非常认真的信靠主耶稣，她也是非常好的姊妹。有一天，她突然就说，就是很小的一件事情，就是说，哎，就是我们说，哎，你孩子今天上学有没有迟到啊什么的
And this sister was sincere in her faith, and he was very good Christian. And one day he was asked whether it's your son is late for school.
啊，他说，哎呀，是去晚一点，因为这个路上比较堵。
He said, yeah, a little bit late because there was traffic.
后来有一天好像就是他圣灵光照他，他真正的非常诚实。他说那天其实路上不堵。
And one day the Holy Spirit was on her, and he realized that actually that day there was not much traffic on the road.
就是，那为什么脱口而出就是这句话呢？
Why just came out of my mouth that I said that there was traffic?
因为去晚了嘛，就自然而然的就随口就说这样一句话。
Because she was late, so she just made the excuse naturally.
所以所以当时听到这个姊妹这样说，我非常非常的感谢神。
And when I heard the testimony, I give thanks to God.
真的只有在神的光中，他才能够看到这些。
It's only in the light of God that she could see those things.
啊，我信主以来，我听过最让我印象深刻、最让我感动的一个弟兄，做的见证，就是他是怎样信主的。
And the one of the most touching testimony of a brother is like this: how he could believe in Jesus.
他说我信主之后呢？我就省察我的罪，然后我在小学的时候，我偷了我邻桌的一个铅笔，一个橡皮擦。我信主之后，我找到他，我还给他了。
And after he believed in the Lord, he thought that when he was in elementary school, and he stole a pencil and an eraser from his classmates, and when he believed in the Lord, and he found that his classmates and returned the pencil and the razor to him.
啊，当然不是仅仅还那东西，也向他道歉，我当年曾经做了这样的事情。
And he of course he apologized to that person that he did that wrong thing.
就是这是很小的事情，但是为什么给我印象很深呢？你要知道，站在那里讲这件事情的人，当着众人面讲那个30多岁的男人呐、啊，有孩子啊，有妻子。成年男人呢、啊，讲这样的事情、啊。
Although it's very little thing, but you see a young man, an adult about 30, over 30 years old, and he has his family, his children, but he could confess this before a lot of people.
我觉得真的是一个在神的面前赤裸敞开的。
He's really open before God.
虽然是很小的事情，但是。真的是在神的光中，他真的非常的真诚的面对自己，这一定是在上帝的光中才会是这个样子。
Although it's a tiny little thing, but he could be sincere and open before God, and like the God, light of God shine on him.
哎，我们再回到刚才说，今天很多的人们就是会认为，我就是这样，我没有办法，我就是这样，我就是被捆绑，被毒品捆绑，被撒谎的习惯捆绑，被贪婪捆绑，我心里就是贪婪，没有办法，做不到啊。
Many people today will just say that I'm just like this, and I'm addicted to drugs, I'm addicted to liars, and I'm addicted to greediness in my heart, and I just cannot get myself out.
我生下来就是这样啊。
And I was born like that.
甚至有人说，上帝造我就是这个样子啊。
Some people even say that God made me like that.
这就是我性格的缺陷了，我没有办法，就这样。
That my shortness of my characters, I'm just like that. I have no way out.
但是耶稣的话告诉我们。
But Jesus' words tell us.
只要天父的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由，你可以得到自由。你不是永远就是这个样子，你可以得到自由。
If the Son of God makes you free, then you shall be free indeed. And you can be free. You should not remain like that forever.
事实上，这就是对所有来说，这是最好的消息，就是我可以自由。
And that's the best news for every one of us, that you can be set free.
我们看到在基督里一切都有可能。
And we know everything is possible in Christ.
如果有说谁是就是最不可能被改变的。就是我觉得就是圣经中的那个 使徒保罗了。
If we say that if someone that could not possibly be changed, that's the Paul in the Bible.
我们知道这个使徒保罗在悔改之前呢，他以前是一个非常非常顽固的一个法利赛人。
And before Paul's conversion, he was a very stubborn Pharisee.
他非常自以为意的一个法利赛人。
He was a very self-righteous Pharisee.
然后呢，他到处去抓基督徒，逼迫基督徒。
He wanted to take the Christians and persecute Christians.
所以我们会看到这样的一个人中，谁都有可能会认罪悔改。他这个样子怎么可能呢？这样的人。
When we see such a person, we see that everyone else could convert to Jesus, but he could not.
但他后来他就认罪悔改，他生命彻底的改变了。
And later he confessed his sins and repented, and his life was totally transformed.
所以保罗在他写的书信当中，他就写给所有人，他说：“大家都看看我吧，大家都看看我，我这个罪魁都蒙了恩了。”
And in Paul's letters, to everyone, and he said that I'm the worst sinner, and like me, and I can be saved.
所以都大家都可以得的恩呐、啊，都可以蒙恩，都可以蒙拯救。你看，连我，你看我这个样子，我都得救了，我都生命改变了。
So every one of you could be can be saved by grace, just like me, a worst sinner can be saved.
所以今天如果我们说，哎呀，我被捆绑了。我被我的性格缺陷，或者我被什么什么东西捆，我一辈子就是这个样子。那你就看看保罗。
If you are bondage to something and you say that I'm just like this, and look at Paul.
你就想想耶稣说的话，耶稣让你得自由，你就真自由。
I think about Jesus' word that if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
那么得救之前的保罗呢，是个非常骄傲顽固的一个法利赛人。
And Paul, before his conversion, he was a very stubborn and proud Pharisee.
但他也非常痛苦。
But he was actually very sorrowful.
骄傲、自以为意啊，给人带来的是捆绑和痛苦。
And pride and self-righteousness bring people bondage and sorrow.
然后保罗在这里说：“啊，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
Paul said, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
他说，我这么苦的原因就是我没有自由啊，我没有自由，我想做的事情我做不到，我不想做的事情我总在做，我没有自由，所以我很苦。
I'm so wretched because I do not have freedom. I do what I don't want to do. I do not do what I should do.
所以这就是一个得救之前的保罗，生命被改变之前的保罗。
This is Paul before his conversion.
但是当保罗被圣灵所重生，他真正得救之后，他在说什么呢？
But after Paul was regenerated by the Holy Spirit, what did he say?
他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed, because all things have become new.
这节经文是我非常非常喜欢的一节圣经的经文。
That's my most favorite verse in the Bible.
所有人都有希望。
Everyone has a hope.
保罗说所有人都有希望。
Paul said everyone has a hope.
保罗说我就是这样子。
Because I am like that.
我以前那么痛苦，我以前那么顽固，那么自以为意，但你看看我现在，我是新人啊。
I was so wretched and I was so stubborn and I've been so self-righteous. Now I've become a new being.
然后保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都何等的自由。
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How much freedom he has.
所以以前保罗说，我想做的我做不到，我不想做我天天去做，我太苦太苦了。
And Paul ever said he was so wretched because he could not do what he should do and he did those things he should not do.
但是后生命被主耶稣改变之后的保罗说，我现在什么都可以做。
But after Paul's life was transformed by the Lord Jesus, he said, I could do all things through Christ.
所以我们看耶稣讲那句话，第一个给我们所有人带来希望，我们可以得到自由。
So from Jesus' words, we can say the first that he could brings everyone hope, that everyone can be set free.
吸毒的人 可以戒毒，可以从毒品的当中释放出来。
The drug addict can be free from the drugs.
啊，你活在那种神所不喜悦的那种啊生活方式当中，啊，没有什么啊神造你就是这个样子，没有这样的谎言。
If you live in the lifestyle that is not pleasing to God, and it's like that, there's no lie.
啊，然后上帝不是把人就是一造下来就是一个不蒙神喜悦的，因为上帝看他所造的一切都甚好，是不是
？God made man everything. And everything was good, and it didn't make us like what we are.
所以今天我们很多时候，我们生命中有很多的罪，我们生命中有很多的啊捆绑，我们没有办法胜过。然后很多人，这个世界就告诉我们，上帝造你就是这样啊，把责任推给上帝。
Today, when we cannot overcome the sins and the bondages in our life, and the world told us that God made you like that, you cannot be free from that.
上帝不是把我们造成这个样子。
God didn't make us like that.
上帝造的一切，上帝看都甚好。
God made everything, and He said was good.
但是我们今天为什么被很多的罪捆绑，被很多啊神所厌恶的一些罪行、一些生活方式所捆绑呢
？But why are we in the bondage of many detestable things that of God?
是我们自己堕落犯罪。
Because we fell and we sinned.
靠我们自己。没有办法爬出来，没有办法从这个捆绑当中释放，靠我们自己是完全没有希望。
By ourselves, we cannot get out of this bondage. By ourselves, we have no hope.
但是耶稣说了，神的儿子让我们得自由，我们就可以从这当中释放。
But Jesus said, if the Son of God can make us free, we will be free indeed.
所以这是给所有人带来的一个。最美的盼望就是我们可以得到自由。
And this is the most beautiful hope that it brings to everyone that we can be set free.
我们再来看耶稣和这些犹太人的对话。犹太人呢就说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴隶。你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？”
Let's look at the conversation between the Jews and Jesus. Those Jews answered that we areAbraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say that you will be made free?
接下来耶稣就说，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Jesus continued by saying that therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
所以从这个对话当中，我们就会看到这些犹太人呐，认为自己是自由的，对不对
？So from this conversation, we can say that those Jews thought that they were free.
但是耶稣说什么只有天父的儿子叫你们自由你们就真自由。
But Jesus said, if only the Son of God makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
也就是说耶稣说你们那个自以为自己有的自由啊不是真自由。
That is to say that the freedom you thought you have is not the true freedom.
耶稣说只有神的儿子，也就是说，也只有我让你们自由，你们才会有真正的自由。
Jesus said, "If the Son of God, that's me, I will set you free, and you will be free indeed."
其实从耶稣这个话当中，我们也知道哈，你们就真自由，就这一句话你就知道。今天很多人认为自己自由，其实不是自由，是假自由。
So from Jesus' word, "You shall be free indeed," that a lot of people think that they are free. That's not true freedom.That's fake freedom.
就像当时的那些犹太人，他们都觉得自己是自由的呀，没有做过谁的奴隶啊，都是自由啊。
Just like those Jews, they thought that they were free. They have the freedom because they have not been in bondage to anyone.
但耶稣的话，事实上告诉他们，你们那是假的，那假的。
Jesus ever told them that the freedom you thought you have is false freedom.
他说，只有我给你的那才是真的自由。
The freedom I give you is the true freedom.
魔鬼的诡计啊，就是给人假的自由。
The devil's deception is to give the fake freedom to people.
然后人们得到这种假的自由，人们就说我是自由的呀。
When people get this fake freedom, and they will claim that I'm free.
在伊甸园里面的亚当夏娃，他们被魔鬼所欺骗。
And Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they were deceived by the devil.
啊，魔鬼就诱惑夏娃说，哎，你就吃那个神不让你吃的果子啊，你去吃啊。
The devil deceived Eve, said, "You go eat a fruit that the God does not want you to eat."
然后夏娃一看那个果子，哎呀，就是又漂亮又悦人耳目，还可以吃。
And Eve looked at the fruit and thought it was beautiful and it was pleasing to eat.
然后魔鬼说，神让你不要吃那个园子当中树上的果子，是不是？
And the devil said to him, "Did God tell you not to eat the fruit?" Of the tree in the middle of the garden.
那你就吃啊，你有自由啊，你去吃啊。上帝不让你吃，你就吃啊。
But go to eat it because you have the freedom. God doesn't want you to eat it, but you can eat it. You have the freedom.
啊，你吃的日子不一定死啊。
You may not die after you eat it.
所以你会看见哈，夏娃就被这样的话所诱惑了。这一方面呢，好像上帝就是。给他有限制，在这里呢，好像是魔鬼要帮助他打破这个限制。
And Eve was deceived by the words of the devil. It seems on one hand that God has limit on her, and this the devil want to help him to break this limit.
结果夏娃他就把那个果子拿下来吃了，哦，我自由啊，我想做，我想吃我就吃啊。
So Eve picked the fruit and ate it, and she thought that I have the freedom. I just eat what I want to eat.
你看到没有？这是魔鬼给人的诡计，就是让人有一个自由的错觉。
So the deception of the devil is to bring man into a misunderstanding, mis-thinking that he had the freedom.
魔鬼就是用这种。虚假的假的自由让人失去在主里面在基督里真正的自由。
So, the devil deprived of the true freedom in Christ from people and using this fake freedom.
我们看上帝给亚当夏娃的自由是园中各样树上的果子你都可以吃只是当中那一棵树上的果子不可以吃。
The freedom that God gave to Adam and Eve is that you can eat fruits from the trees in the garden, but you cannot eat from the fruit from just one tree in the garden.
结果亚当夏娃，他们从魔鬼那里得到那种假的自由，结果园子当中所有的树跟他们没关系了，被赶出去了。
And Adam and Eve got this.Fake freedom from the devil, and the result, as a result, and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, and they were far from all the trees in the garden.
伊甸园里所有树上的果子，以前全是他们的，就除了园子当中那一棵，所有其他的都是他们。现在他们一个都没有了。
And before, all trees, but one, in the Garden of Eden were all theirs, but now they had none.
这就是所谓魔鬼给他们的这种自由，其实让他们失去一切。
That's the freedom that devil gave them is deprive them of everything.
最遗憾、最可怕的就是失去生命树上的果子。
The most regretful thing is they lost the fruit of the tree of life.
就是以前在上帝的自由当中，亚当夏娃是可以吃生命树上的果子的，那是上帝在上帝的自由当中，上帝给他们的自由。
In the freedom that God gave them, that they could eat the fruit from the tree of life.
但是，他们不要上帝给他们的真自由，他们要魔鬼给他们的假自由，结果他们永远失去了生命树上的果子。
And they didn't want the true freedom from God, and they wanted the fake freedom from the devil, and they lost the fruit of the tree of life.
从此就是罪和死的奴隶了。
And from then on, they were slaves to sin and death.
亚当夏娃起初他是没有这种犯罪，也没有罪恶感，也没有羞耻感的。
And at first, Adam and Eve didn't sin, and they did not have the sense of guilty or sense of shame.
但是陷入罪中的时候呢，每天这种罪恶感、羞耻感永远的捆绑了他们，永远摆脱不了。
And but when they fell into sin, and this sense of guilty and sense of shame comes ever with them and bound them.
就是其实这种每一个人罪行当中，我们真的知道我们是犯罪的人，我们只是不愿意承认而已。每一天捆绑着我们。
That's our sinful nature, and we know that we are sinner, and we must sin, and the sin bound us.
只是很多人呢，就是说不承认，很多人自欺欺人而已。
But a lot of people doesn't acknowledge that they are sinner.
然后，所以我们会看见亚当夏娃当中堕落犯罪的时候，他们觉得，哎呀，我们有自由啊，我们想吃什么就吃什么，但是这种自由是虚假的自由。
So when Adam and Eve fell and they thought that they had the freedom, they could eat whatever they want, but this kind of freedom was fake freedom.
这是捆绑。
That was a bondage.
那么呢，这就是魔鬼的诡计，就是让人放纵情欲。好像得到一种放纵情欲的这种假自由，就是放纵，但是事实上让人失去真自由。
And so that's the deception of the devil, is to bring people into the indulgence in their lusts and desires. It seems that they have this freedom, but that's the fake freedom.
就好像很多吸毒的人，他刚开始他就说，就是爸爸妈妈不让他吸毒啊，或者周围人不让他吸，他说我就可以吸啊，我想做什么我就去做啊。
Just like some drug addict, and the parents and the friends didn't allow them to do that, but they thought that they had the freedom to do whatever they wanted.
哎，结果他就被毒品捆绑了。
So he was bound by the drugs.
那么这就是魔鬼的诡计，用这种欲望，人的这种情欲来控制人。
So that's the devil's deception, is to make use of the lust and the desires of men to control them.
好像是给人自由，其实是给人捆绑。
It seems that he was giving men freedom, actually he was put them in bondage.
在彼得后书二章这里提到一些假先知。
The second Peter, they talk about some false prophets.
然后这些假先知呢，他们用这些情欲、肉身的情欲和淫邪的事情来引诱人。
And those false prophets, they use the lust of the flesh, to lure people.
所以这就是今天很魔鬼用的一个诡，就是，哎，你不是想要这个，你这不是就是你的欲望？你有自由啊，你去满足你的欲望啊，这就是魔鬼用的一个诡计。
So that's the devil's deception. They would tell people that it's what you want, it's what you desire, and you have the freedom, go get it.
然后结果呢，人失去自由，人掉到这个捆绑里面去了。
And as a result, the man fell into the bondage.
然后
lost the freedom.
这个在彼得后书二章十九节说，这些假教师哈，假先知，他们应许人得以自由。
And in the second Peter verse 19 said, those false prophets, they promised them liberty.
自己却做败坏的奴隶。
But they themselves are slaves of corruption.
当然了，也让那些被诱惑的人也做败坏的奴隶了。
So those people they lure, they become slaves to corruption.
所以今天很多时候就是，哎呀，你有自由啊，给你自由啊。
So a lot of times we say, you have the freedom, I've given freedom.
其实这个话很多的时候我们要小心，到底是从谁说的。
We should be careful what such words, where does it come from?
魔鬼常常给人讲这样的话。
The devil often say such words to people.
结果人就得到这个假的自由，而失去真正的自由。
So men get this fake freedom and lost their true freedom.
然后他们还认为自己是自由的，就像那些犹太人，我们是自由的呀。
And they thought they were free, just like the Jews that they said that we are free.
其实耶稣说，你们那个自由不是真自由，只有耶稣说，只有我给你们才是真自由。
But Jesus told them that freedom you thought you have is not true freedom. Only the freedom I give you is the true freedom.
我们看到这个魔鬼，撒旦诱惑人，让人失去自由的第一个方式，就是用这种人的欲望啊，人的情欲啊，来诱惑人。给人这种放纵的假自由。
So the first deception, first way that the devil uses to deceive people is to indulge them into their own lust and desires.
那么我会看见摩尔啊，对不起，魔鬼啊，给人假自由啊的另外一个方式呢，是让人骄傲，鼓动人的骄傲，从而被魔鬼所捆绑，失去自由。
And the second method the devil uses, to give people the fake freedom is by stirring up the pride inside of man. And
就像那些犹太人说，啊，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们从来没有做过谁的奴仆，啊，你怎么说你们必得自由呢？
Just like those Jews said, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be free, made free?
也就是说，这些人说我们是自由的呀，我们是亚伯拉罕的孩子啊，我们是自由的呀。
Those people said that we are the children of Abraham. We are free.
所以他们这种错觉，他们其实一点都不自由，但他觉得自己是自由。他们这个错觉从哪里来呢？
So they have a misconception that they were free. Where does that come from?
从他们的骄傲来。
It comes from their pride.
从他们的这种种族优越感来。
It comes from their racial superiority.
哎，我们是这个种族的，我们是这个人的后裔，我们优越一些。
We are of this race, and we are these people's descendants, so we have this superiority.
我们跟别人不一样，别人都是奴隶，我们不是。
We're different from any other people, and they are slaves. We are not.
所以其实他们是没有自由，但他们却觉得自己有自由，因为他们被他们的骄傲所控制了。
And they had no freedom, and they thought they have freedom because they were bound. They were in bondage of their pride.
所以，魔鬼。他控制人的一个最常常有效的一个工具就是什么呢？就是利用人的骄傲来控制人，让人失去自由。
So an effective way of the Satan of the devil to control man is using the pride inside of man.
其实从世界的眼光来看，犹太人很不自由的一个民族。
So from the point of world point of view that the Jews was not a free nation.
常常做亡国奴，是不是？
They were usually in exile.
做埃及人奴隶做了400年。
They were slaves to the Egypt for 400 years.
然后又是被埃及啊，又是被亚述，又是被巴比伦，常常被人家就是掳去做亡国奴。后来耶稣那个时代都是奴隶啊，都是罗马人的奴隶啊，亡国奴啊。
And they were always captured by Assyria and Babylon, and in Jesus' time, and they were all slaves to the Roman Empire.
很明显，你们都是亡国奴啊！但他们觉得我没有啊，我自由啊。
And obviously, they were all slaves to other nations, but they thought they were free.
所以，我们不看属灵的意义，我们就从现实的眼光来看，他们真的是很长的历史阶段，他们是没有自由的人。
So not from spiritual view, but just the world view, and for a very long period of time, and they were slaves to other nations.
所以他们对自己的这个误解啊，已经错到一个非常荒唐的地步。他们觉得我们是自由，其实一点都不自由。
And so their mistake and misconception that they have the freedom has been has reached an absurd extent.
那么当然，从属灵的眼光来看，他们那更不自由了。
The spiritual point of view, they were not even free.
耶稣甚至说他们是魔鬼之子。
And Jesus even called them the son of the devil.
约翰福音八章十四节。
And John chapter 8 verse 14.
那么施洗约翰甚至说他们是这个毒蛇的种类。
And John the Baptist even called them the brood of vipers.
所以施洗约翰就说不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖先，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
John the Baptist said, "Do not think that, or say to yourselves that we have Abraham as our father. I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones."
实际上就是施洗约翰对他们说，不要骄傲了，不要有种族优越感了。
And John the Baptist actually said to them, do not be so proud, do not have that kind of superiority.
悔改吧。
Repent.
亚伯拉罕的后裔没有什么了不起。
It's nothing about the descendants of Abraham.
悔改。
Repent.
所以骄傲和自义是魔鬼撒旦捆绑人的一个手法。
So pride and self-righteousness is a way that Satan bound man.
啊，骄傲是魔鬼用来这个奴役人、捆绑人的最好的枷锁。
And pride is the best shackle for Satan to control and rule over man.
所以被这种骄傲所捆绑的人，他常常觉得我是自由的，其实一点没有自由，被捆绑了。
A person who is in bondage of pride usually thought that he has freedom, but actually not.
啊，那么约翰·班扬在他的那本书《天路历程》中写到，啊，其实骄傲也是魔鬼最显著的特征。
And John Bunyan, in his most famous book, The Pilgrim's Progress, he said the pride is the most distinguished characteristics of the devil.
他这里描写魔鬼身上啊有很多像鱼鳞那样的鳞片，魔鬼身上。
It described the devil with many fish scale-like things in his body.
他说那些鳞片就是魔鬼的骄傲。
Those scales stands for the pride of the devil.
一看到魔鬼，你看，哎呀，身上都是这种亮晶晶，这最显眼的一个，就是那么多鳞片在他的外面。
If you see the devil and he's with all those fish scale like things, and all you can see his pride.
约翰·班扬说，这就是魔鬼的骄傲，你一眼就看到了。
John Bunyan calls it the pride of the devil, and you can see it very clearly.
然后魔鬼也用骄傲来控制人，来辖制人，给人有假自由。
The devil controlled and ruled over man with pride and give man the fake freedom.
我看见有一个弟兄他写的一个见证。
I saw a brother's testimony.
这个弟兄他以前呢，他有很强的这种强迫症啊，强迫心理。
And this brother had a severe obsessive compulsive disorder.
然后呢，他就说啊，他以前每次出门之前呢，他要在家里检查要2个小时，水有没有关好啊，炉子有没有关好，电有没有关好，检查门有没有关，检查2个小时。
And the brother said that every time he left his house, he had to check his whole house for at least 2 hours, check if the water or the electricity is shut off.
然后刚出去半个小时，他说不行，我一定要回去家里再检查一下。这不行，我一定要回去。
Only after half an hour, he left his house, he had to go back and check it again.
然后再检查2个小时。
And check it another 2 hours.
他也很痛苦啊，他也觉得这不对啊。
And he was very miserable, and he thought it's not right.
他就说强迫自己，他说我就是不回去，我就是不回去，他就咬自己的手指头。
He forced him not to go back, and he so bit his fingers.
然后手都咬破，咬出血了。
He bit his fingers to blood.
但是没办法，他还是要回去家里再检查一下，2个小时。
He still needs to go back and check it again.
后来他信主了之后呢，他这些症状呢慢慢就消失了。
And after he believed in the Lord, all his symptoms disappeared.
后来他说，神光照我，让我看到我这个问题的这个毛病的这个根源呐。
He said that the God's light shine on me, and I find out the source of my problem. Yes.
这是我的骄傲。
It's my pride.
他说我是个完美主义者。
I was a perfectionist.
他说我的世界里，他说我就要一切的都要按我的想法，按我的控制，所以任何的事情一定要按照我的想的去完成。
So in my world, I thought that I should be the master over everything, and everything should happen according to what I thought.
他说就是哎，我那个房子，就是他一定要完美，他完全按照我的想法那个样子，我一定要控制，一切都在我的控制当中。
And my house has to be perfect, and everything should be in my control.
然后当我认罪悔改之后，他说这其实什么我的强迫症也好，强迫心理也好，其实因为我是一个完美主义者。
And after he believed in the Lord, he said, because I was a perfectionist and all those the obsessive compulsive disorder or the symptoms.
他这是我骄傲。
Coming out of my pride.
人都是尘土所造。
Man are made just of blood, of dust.
为什么要把自己想得那么完美呢？
Why do you view yourself as perfect?
完美的只有上帝啊。
Only God is perfect.
啊，有些事情你控制不了，有些事情你掌控不了，很正常啊。
It is very common that something is out of your control.
后来这个弟兄他信主的时候，他说这其实就是我的骄傲。
And after the brother believed in Jesus, and he said that it's all those things come out of my pride.
后来他认罪悔改，他这个强迫症的症状就好了。
And after he confessed his sins and repented, all those obsessive compulsive disorder, those symptoms disappeared.
所以其实今天呢，对很多人来说，那种欲望的试探呐、啊，情欲的试探呐、啊，有些人说，哎呀，我可以抵挡啊，别人吸毒，我是不会的。
So some people said that I can resist the temptations and lust from my flesh, and other people is addicted in drugs. I will not.
他可能真的做得到，他可能真的做到能够抵挡这种情欲啊、肉欲的这些试探，他可能真的做得到。
Maybe he could. He could make it. He could resist the temptations of those lust.
但是骄傲呢？
But as for pride.
这是很可怕、很可怕的试探，但是很多人都无法抵挡。
This is a very terrible temptation that most people cannot resist.
其实这就是在伊甸园里面，魔鬼去诱惑夏娃的，就是鼓动夏娃的骄傲。你可以像神。
That is how the devil tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and stirred up their pride inside of them.
你可以像神一样知道善恶。
And you could be like God, and you know you can tell evil and good.
所以这是魔鬼给人虚假自由，事实上捆绑人一个最可怕的一个工具，就是鼓动人心中的骄傲和自义。
And that's the most terrible tool of Satan to stir up the, to give the people fake freedom is to stir up their pride and conceit inside of them.
感谢主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督可以把我们从这种虚假的自由当中释放出来。
Thank our Lord Jesus Christ, and He could deliver us from this fake freedom.
耶稣首先告诉我们，我们在地上的这些情欲，这些肉体的这些欲望都必然会过去。
And Jesus first told us, and all those lusts and all those earthly desires will disappear, will pass away.
我们只有在耶稣这里才能得饱足。
And only in Jesus, and we can be satisfied.
圣经的话更是指出，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从神来的。
And the Bible points out the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not coming from God.
然后，最最重要的就是耶稣担负了我们的罪，把我们从罪的捆绑当中释放出来。
The most important thing is that Jesus bore our sin and delivers from the bondage of sin.
耶稣更是把我们从罪的刑罚当中释放出来。
And Jesus delivered us from the punishment of sin.
耶稣把我们从罪当中释放出来，耶稣把我们从罪的刑罚当中释放出来。
And Jesus delivers not only from sin, but from the punishment of sin.
然后，圣经也告诉我们，耶稣把我们从死亡当中释放出来。
And the Bible also told us that Jesus delivered us from death.
我们一起来读希伯来书二章十四到十五节。
Let's read together Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15.
十四节起，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。所以耶稣说，天父的儿子 叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
Jesus said, if the Son will make you free, you will be free indeed.
首先，每一个人都可以得到自由。
So first of all, everyone can be set free.
但是每一个人必须要知道，我们不要掉到那种假的自由当中。
But we should be aware and be careful that we will not fall into the fake freedom.
魔鬼常常给我们假的自由，真的捆绑。
The devil always gives us the fake freedom and the true bondage.
啊，用这种地上的情欲来诱惑我们。
And the Lord is and tempted us with the lust of the world.
然后呢，更可怕的武器就是用今生的骄傲来控制我。
And the most terrible weapon he used is the pride to control us.
但主耶稣基督，他可以让我们得到真正的自由，也唯一只有主耶稣可以让我们得到真正的自由。
But only Jesus can give us the true freedom.
因为唯一只有主耶稣可以把我们从罪当中释放出来，因为他担负了我们的罪。
Only Jesus could deliver us from sin because he bore our sins.
唯一只有主耶稣把我们从罪的刑罚当中释放出来，因为罪的刑罚耶稣代替我们承担了。
And only Jesus could deliver us from the punishment of sin because he has received and bore all those punishment of sin.
也唯一只有耶稣把我们从死亡的恐惧当中释放出来。
And only Jesus could deliver us from death.
我们最后一起来读一处经文，我们大家可以来起立，一起来读。
Let's stand up to read this verse.
好，我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读罗马书六章六到十四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 6 to 14.
罗马书六章六节起。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是像罪死了，只有一次；他活是像神活着。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以，不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从生死的私欲。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。感谢神，我们来祷告。
Thank the Lord, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you for giving us your only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, what become flesh, come into the world.
感谢主耶稣基督，把我们这一切信靠主耶稣的人，从罪和死亡的捆绑当中释放出来。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, delivered us from the sin and death.
因为主耶稣基督担负了我们的罪，代替我们在不再成为罪的奴仆。
So for us who trust in the Lord Jesus, we're no longer slaves to sin.
我们也不再被罪所捆绑。
We will not be in the bondage of sin.
主耶稣基督在十字架上受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Jesus Christ died and was buried and raised to life on the third day.
让我们这一切信靠耶稣的人，我们也脱离死亡的权势，我们也得着永远的生命。
So, for us who trust in the Lord, we are free from the power of death and we have the eternal life.
主耶稣也释放我们这原本一生因怕死。 而做奴隶的人。
And the Lord Jesus set us free from as we were slaves to death and we were afraid of death.
感谢主耶稣基督，你把你的福音借着神的道，借着圣经的话语向我们显明。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, and reveal your words through the Bible, through your word.
愿圣灵光照我们，让我们看见我们的蒙恩得救的人，我们在基督里新的自由的身份。
And may the Holy Spirit reveal to us that we can see that all new identity in Christ.
让我们能够不再成为罪的奴仆，不再回到罪中。
We'll no longer be a slave to sin, and will not come back to sin.
让我们成为连于基督的人。
I will be all united to Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.